Team of the Week podcast, week four, the Fairfield Mules, speaking with Coach Justin Townsend. You had an interesting week last week. You played your first non-conference game in 5 years, right?
Right, yeah. Crazy week, just like this whole year has been, but very blessed, fortunate to be able to get a football game for our kids. Up until Wednesday, we thought we were going to go down to Vienna and play, and that was the plan all along. They were a little short on numbers, and it just kind of worked out that Harrisburg kind of fell into our laps, and we were able to get together and work out a game. I mean, it turned out Carterville was looking for a game also, so the team that we'd actually reached out to, Bayless, earlier in the week, actually called us Friday morning looking for a game, and we're like, we have a game, but we know somebody that needs one, and it worked out for everybody, so yeah.
Was that your first ever varsity contest with Harrisburg, or do you know? I know you've had a lower-level contest with them, but I wasn't too sure if that was the first time you'd ever met Harrisburg.
In my lifetime, that's the first time that we played Harrisburg. Now, I'm not saying back in the 20s and 30s that we didn't play, but and we try to play them on the lower level every year because they're, you know, got a pretty good football tradition, and they always have freshman football. Right. And we've been blessed to have enough kids to have a freshman football schedule with our guys, and I think that's been beneficial to our program. So a lot of times we end up playing river-to-river schools.
You end up beating Harrisburg 23-13. You scored all your offensive points in the first half. What happened in the second half that they held you scoreless?
We knew that they were going to come out in the second half and make some adjustments. They did that the week prior to Heron and beat an undefeated Heron team. It wasn't so much that I think the field position changed. We gave them the short field quite a bit. We didn't have great field position. We had a turnover that is not something that we've done this year. We've been pretty good about taking care of the football, and to their credit, they made the most of those opportunities. But I was proud of our guys. That was some adversity. We really hadn't had a lot of adversity all year, and for our kids to respond to that and be able to close out the game, we got the football with the last 5 or 6 minutes and drove the football and ran the clock out.
Talking to Fairfield coach Justin Townsend, something that just has come into my mind, you know, the River to River is looking for a 12th team at this point. Sometimes people talk about who could they add. They sometimes bring up Fairfield, but from what I gather, Fairfield likes being in the Black Diamond.
Well, we like the Black Diamond, and I probably had 4 or 5 text messages after the Harrisburg game saying, boy, you guys would be a great fit in the River to River. And, from a competition-wise, maybe it makes some sense right now. We got a pretty good run of talent happening right here in Fairfield. But on the flip side of that, travel time and enrollment-wise and the fact that Chester is getting out of the Black Diamond, Flora, which is an old NEC rivalry for us, is coming in. I just don't know that it's going to happen.
Right.
So we feel like we're in a good place right now.
Right. And you win dominantly in the Black Diamond too. I'm sure that's a nice added bonus. Does it ever get old popping all your opponents the way that you do?
It definitely doesn't get old, but we're just lucky. You know, we got to play a non-conference opponent, Harrisburg. You know, typically a borderline 3A, 4A school, a little bigger school than us, a good football tradition. And for us to be able to step out of conference, go down to their place on short notice, and win that football game was big for our program, big for our conference. So it felt really good to be able to accomplish that.
Landon Zerlini is your quarterback, and then someone that I know is trying to make waves on social media, get his tape out there, is Camden Robbins on the defensive side. He kind of is, I guess you could say, your quarterback on the defensive side a little bit. They've got good leadership qualities for you, right?
Yeah, Landon does a great job on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, he's a guy that, even with all this COVID past year and the way things have been, he would get together with guys on his own, work out guys, and just keep our guys in the mix. And, we have a lot of great guys on defense. Cam Gardner's been a big linebacker for us, kind of the defensive leader. And, Camden's one of those guys that's an underclassman. He's a junior, but he's super skilled and super athletic, and I think he's going to be on a lot of people's radar moving forward.
Talking with Fairfield coach Justin Townsend. Coach, the team is in recent years, been very good in the Black Diamond, obviously, but then when you get into the playoffs, you struggle to get past that second round. Does it feel to you like, obviously no playoffs this year, but this this might have been the year where you could have finally gotten over that hump, getting to the quarterfinals?
Yeah, I really think we had a team that maybe could elevate us to the next level. And a lot of these seniors have been playing since they were sophomores and juniors. They've had four playoff games. You know, they both experienced first-round wins, tough second-round losses. The loss to Modern Day last year, a very, very good football team. You know, we were up 6-0 at halftime. So we felt like we were pretty close last year. And we felt like maybe this might be an opportunity this year to take the next step. But unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But these guys have made the best of the situation and the cards that we were dealt. And we're hoping to close it out this Friday night, go undefeated, 35-game consecutive win streak in the Black Diamond Conference, and win our fifth straight conference championship. I mean, those were our goals when we set out this year with the schedule that we were given. And, you know, we got an opportunity to do that on Friday night.
You talk about Friday night, El Dorado coming to the Train Yard. Joe Clark, a great coach, he's always going to bring his team prepared. What do you have to do to make sure you get that 35th consecutive win in the Black Diamond, your fifth Black Diamond championship here at the Train Yard at home for the Fairfield Mules?
Well, watching film from week one to their past week, they're probably the most improved team in our conference. And they've gotten some kids back healthy-wise. And we're very familiar with each other. It's kind of, you know, I mentioned Flora, you know, prior to that. I mean, El Dorado has been a rivalry in our conference, and it's been two really good football programs, and this year is no different. They'll be prepared for everything that we're going to do. We'll be the same way, and you know, their kids play with a lot of emotion, and that's a reflection of Coach Clark. He's very passionate, and they're going to come in here trying to upset us and knock us off and make their season, and I think our kids will respond. We've had a great week of practice, and you know, the preparation has been there. Now we just got to go out and execute on Friday night.
Coach Justin Townsend of Fairfield, thanks a lot, Coach, and best of luck Friday.
Thank you.